KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have some light fog, partly cloudy skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for the fog this morning, and partly cloudy skies for the balance of our day with a high of 63, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A regular meeting of the CAM School District's Board of Education takes place at 6:30 p.m. at the high school superintendent's office in Oneida. Among the consent agenda items that they will have is open enrollments, resignations, contracts, fundraisers, and volunteers. Following the regular administrative reports, the board will discuss and or act on election results, approving the corrective action plan to the School Budget Review Committee for late filing of the Special Education Supplement Report, considering the recommendations of the SIAC or School Improvement Advisory Committee. The CAM School Board will also act on approving a request to change lanes on the salary schedule for the 2021-22 school year, accepting the bids for retaining wall bricks, approving transportation for out-of-state field trips to Omaha for the second graders and to Children's Museum, that is, and the fifth grade to the Omaha Symphony. And the board will act on approving 500 series board policies before presenting their board reports. That meeting is this evening at 6:30 at the CAM High School Superintendent's office. The Griswold Community School District's annual Veterans Day Appreciation Program will take place 7 p.m. Thursday, November 11th, in the Griswold Middle School High School Auditorium. Guest speaker for the event is United States Navy Commander Senior Chief Yeoman Philip Dempson. Chief Dempson is a native of Omaha, currently serving as the flag writer for the U.S. Strategic Command. He recently assumed duties as the Navy's Elements Collateral Duty Command Senior Chief. The Chief has over 20 years of military experience and several awards, including the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal and various unit and campaign awards. The Griswold School District is preparing to send cards to persons currently serving in the military. You can submit the names of servicemen and women to Hannah Bierbaum at 712-778-2152 or her email address, which is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Members of the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 9 a.m. Tuesday in their courthouse boardroom. The session begins with a canvass of the November 2nd, 2021 city and school election. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman notes, when a jurisdiction is in more than one county, a second canvass will be conducted in the control county on November 15th or 16th to combine the results with those from the other counties. The supervisors Tuesday are also set to receive the Cass County Library Association's annual report, followed by a report from Cass County Veterans Affairs Executive Director Mitch Holmes covering the quarter ending September 30, 2021. Afterward, Cass County Engineer Trent Wolken is expected to give his regular weekly Secondary Roads Department update. The board may then act on approving a job classification change for a secondary roads employee from Operator 1 to Operator 3, and in a separate matter, act on a resolution providing for the amendment of the Articles of Agreement, which form the Workforce Development Chief Elected Officials Consortium. Elsewhere in the news, one person is dead and another was injured during a shooting Sunday morning on the far east side of Council Bluffs. KETV in Omaha reports the shooting occurred during a domestic disturbance that took place around 7:45 a.m. near Parkview and Timber Drives. One person died at the scene. The other was transported to the hospital. Sheriff's deputies say they believe they have everyone involved accounted for, and a sergeant said there was no further danger to the public. Well, the Red Oak Police Department reports a Cass County woman was arrested Saturday afternoon. Authorities say 65-year-old Marcia Elaine Lehman of Griswold was arrested around 3:30 p.m. at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department and charged with violation of a no-contact order, a simple misdemeanor. Her bond was set at $300. Red Oak Police arrested a man Saturday on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Authorities say 49-year-old Floyd Raymond Henry II of Red Oak was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. Henry was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond while awaiting extradition to Pottawatomie County. An investigation into a hit-and-run property damage accident in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Authorities say officers responded Saturday to the scene in the 600 block of North 5th Street, where a caller said they watched a vehicle drive away and then stop in the 1200 block of North 5th. Officers made contact with the vehicle and subsequently arrested the driver, 26-year-old Dominic Chad Yazzie of Red Oak, for OWI first offense. Yazzie was taken into custody around 11:45 p.m. He was also cited for leaving the scene of an accident, as well as failure to provide proof of automobile insurance or proof of financial liability, if you will. Yazzie was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $1,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department Reserves will hold their annual Family Dreams Christmas program on Saturday, December 18th. Applications for the program can be picked up at the APD during their normal business hours and must be returned by 4 p.m. December 8th in order to be considered. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue said the annual APD Shop with a Cop program will also be held on Sunday, December 19th. There's no application for the program, and you will not be able to sign yourself up for this, as the APD already has the resources that they reach out to collect names for the program. Both of the programs will be provided to Cass County residents only. You can read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.